Yo. Okay, really quickly. Did you not realize this was entertainment? Yo, welcome to the Painted Fool podcast. I am the Painted Fool, and this space is for you. So I'm not going to do my full spiel because I'm not. This is going to be super short. I am in the process of having a conversation via text, and I don't want to. If I'm splitting my attention, I'm going to lose my train of thought. So I have to make this short. At any given rate, I'm sure you've heard, and I didn't want to talk about it, but this isn't. It's not about Derek Jackson, honestly. But I'm going to use Derek Jackson as an example just to kind of support my point about idolizing and falling prey to your own ignorance. So as you know, well, if you don't know, Derek Jackson is now he calls himself a self-love ambassador and an entrepreneur. That's what he calls himself. He's a businessman and a self-love expert. For some reason, his content in the social spheres has been all about, most commonly, has been advice to women about how to treat themselves better, how to not accept the bare minimum. It's all about certain things in a relationship. But of course, with that, the men obviously are the ones who are receiving the attention, because a lot of women who flock to, Derek Jackson's content are the ones who may have been in situations that he's speaking to. So a lot of women have been hurt. A lot of women are in some way, shape or form dealing with something. Very rarely are the women that are supportive of Derek Jackson are in healthy marriages and things of that nature. And even if they are, I'm not going to suggest that they disagree with his content anyway. But I must say again that Derek Jackson identifies himself as a self-love ambassador and an entrepreneur. That's it. Now, what has happened is he's been speaking. People call him a relationship expert, call him a guru, a talking head. And, he's garnered a lot of attention over the course of years. He's married. He has a child with his wife. And, it all seems from the outside looking in that Derek Jackson, with all of his information and insight, that he would have such a healthy relationship in this and that and the other. OK, so he announced a new book. He's been selling books since whenever. A new book came out, I think, March the 10th or March the 11th of this year. And what happened was some cheating stuff came out. Tasha K did an interview with one of his mistresses, and then all the stuff came out. He's been cheating on his wife, blah, 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 blah. So a lot of men were warning women that he is a simp. Simp meaning a sympathizer, a man who sympathizes with women's plights, who do not seek women's accountability, but just find the victimhood in the woman and just immediately says the right things with the intention of sleeping with her or with the intention of getting her validation or approval. That's what a simp stands for, a sympathizer. So people have been calling him a simp, but he's not, because he's married. So that was the other thing. But a lot of men had an issue with him because a lot of men were saying, he's playing you guys. He's not who you think he is, because I can peep game. Men can be the best judges of character, even if you think that they may have not been the best to you or whatever. A lot of men that I know are excellent judges of character. Like, they can read a person so well, and you're thinking that they're being bitter or they're being negative, but no, they can read a person and they'll say it in less than 6 words. And you're like, really? And then they turn out to be right. Men have they just have that ability to see through certain things and can just call some things out. At least the men that I know, they'll identify a person, label a person, and you're thinking that that's not how you should do things. No, that's not right. And they turn out to be right. Any given rate. So that's what was happening in the comments. They're like, nah, like, this is his image. This is his brand. This is not who Derek Jackson is. Okay. Different memes, different jokes about him. this and that and the other. Now, I'm talking about Derrick Jackson, the image. So I'm not talking about a person. I'm not talking about Derrick Jackson, the human, the person behind the internet. So long story short, the cheating scandal stuff comes up and everyone is having a field day. You have the women who were like, a lot of conversations came up. So I'm going to call things for what they are. I'm not even going to try to be extra fancy right now. I'm not teetering and I'm not decorating my language right now. So a lot of women took up issue. Okay, so there was an apology video that he dropped with his wife, and people were scrutinizing the video, scrutinizing the body language, scrutinizing the clothing, scrutinizing everything, and, you know, saying that, you know, she's clearly in a relationship with a covert narcissist and it's time for her to go. And there's too many symbols and signs that she's just out of it. She doesn't look connected. She looks like she's on something. And a lot of this criticism was coming from other women. And she then dropped a video after their apology video together. She dropped a video and says, you know, my bonnet, because she had on a bonnet and like, you know, these kind of like droopy clothes. And she didn't look standard, like up to par. She didn't look made up and done up. So people assume that it's just because she's that handmaiden, tired wife type of thing. So, she dropped a video saying that, you know, her bonnet is the helmet of salvation and all this other kind of stuff, you know, because they're heavily Christian. So, yeah, anyway. So then, of course, Derrick Jackson then made a video of that video, of the apology video, and spoke of himself in third person. And people are like, yo, there's something wrong with this guy. All of this stuff has been happening. And of course, dialogue has been shooting left and right. You have a lot of men saying, I told you so, ha ha ha. And you have a lot of women saying, you know, now I can't trust any man. You know, all men cheat. And then you have Kevin Samuels, sir, if you ever hear this podcast episode, just know that every bit of your style, I love. Everything, just your setup for your show, everything, the way that you look is what I aspire to be when I'm 40, like 41. Like once I'm 42 and plus, that is going to be my aesthetic, my look for a good 20 more years, 20 to 30 more years after that. That right there, your swag, whew, that shit is unmatched. Now I know there's other men who look like that, but yes. Anyway, so yeah, Kevin Samuels spoke about it, and then there was basically what Kevin Samuels was saying, that, you know, high value men cheat. And then, you know, the conversation went to high value men. You should basically expect a high value man to cheat because he is bringing home the income of five or six men, yada, 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 yada. And then it went to kind of like, if he makes it clear to you that's what his intention is, if he makes it clear to you that he will step out, then he's made it clear. You do what you want with that information. And that's kind of what Kevin Samuels was on and that kind of stuff. So anyway, people were just, they were just mad. They were just angry and they were making jokes about it and this, that, and the other. But there is a lot of disappointment. It's funny because the attention shifted from Derrick Jackson to his wife, which I thought was extremely interesting. You know, she was the one cheated on, right? Well, you know, the brand, they were cheated on. And then it goes from him being the bad guy to now her being the tired maiden, the worn out wife, the wife who's with a narcissist who just needs to go run. You look pitiful. You look bad. You look this, you look that. No wonder why he cheated on you. And a lot, it's crazy, right? But aside from all that, okay, so aside from all that, I wanted to just give you that information just so that you had a context of what's been going on. Now, placing all that aside, something that I shared on my Instagram was about idealizing people and idolizing people. And the problem when we idealize people, there is nothing wrong with being inspired. There's nothing wrong with loving a person and seeing, You know, we idealize our parents. We idealize. There's nothing wrong with that, especially when we're children. We see our parents, everything we see in them is great, unless, you know, we don't. But they're like our first. We idealize them first. The problem with that is that we then see a person's humanity. And if we're stuck to the image, or if we're stuck to the illusion, then the reality of that can be jarring. It can be depressing. It can affect a person way more than others. It's best to see a person in all of their humanity. Yes, you can see them in their greatest moments, but you can also respect them and honor them as well, and still see their unpleasant moments and accept all that too. That way, if you see parts of them that may not be in line with your morals or your whatever, you're not in this strange cognitive dissonance type of thing that happens when you spent your time being deluded into a fantasy about a person, you know. So this has happened with Derek Jackson. A lot of people, a lot of his watchers, which primarily are women, have idealized him into the ideal man and made him the standard. And then when it turns out that he was unfaithful, and I mean, you know, it's been said that he had the mistress in their bedroom and in their home, that opens up a whole nother can of worms. Like that's to many people so far. It's one thing if they had an open relationship and they did all that kind of stuff, but it was all messy. Okay. Now, I'm speaking on the frontal, because I have no idea who any of these people are beyond the brands and beyond the camera. So that's the first thing. Now, again, he never called himself a relationship expert. So for people to assume that just because you're speaking about relationships and you're speaking to women about what you should not accept from a man, and then he shows up as that same type of cheater and type of man he speaks out against as some type of strange, it's hard to accept. It wasn't hard for me to accept. Honestly, because here I paid attention to certain things. He never showcased his wife. Not to suggest that you should, but you hardly ever, the brand of Derek Jackson, hardly ever showcased his relationship. Never spent the time to showcase that as the standard, as something to aspire to. So in my mind, I said, okay. And then I looked at what he identifies himself as a self-love ambassador, as an entrepreneur. Oh, so you're a businessman and you're a self-love ambassador. That term is very generic. A self-love ambassador, I can call myself a self-love ambassador and speak about being yourself, because being somebody else is not loving yourself. I can say that and whatever, you know. But that's what he identified himself as. So people began to throw their own labels, their own fantasies, and all this stuff on him, to all just to see that regardless of what you thought, it wasn't the case. You know, so a lot of people fell for a businessman. And that's simply what happened. Those who truly viewed him in that way, and as a hero or as something, fell for a businessman. As it happens in every case, when you are in entertainment, the first thing that you should know is that when you call yourself an entrepreneur or a businessman, your focus is on business, sales, what gets you the most views, what gets you to get people to come back to you, what is the content. Women are a lucrative market. That is the truth. I didn't make up the rules. That's just what it is. Women immediately flock to things of emotional matters, that's their market. So, of course, he knew that speaking in this manner and speaking on that topic would bring so much to his business. It gave him a high platform and all of that. He did well as a businessman until the part of his business and his person and his truth we learn that they were never the same, because he never said they would ever be the same. Everyone assumed that to be the case. See, the thing with that, with these types of people, is that this is kind of why, when it comes to social media, when it comes to these different talking heads and things, part of the reason why so many of our local, genuine healers and our helpers, our counselors, our elders, our guides, they aren't visible, it's because people spend so much time on their phones. This is telling as to why we have these different people in these, and I have nothing against these people in these platforms that are online and they blow up and this, that, and the other. But what happens is so many people are so glued to their phones, and there are local, like actual factual relationship experts, actual factual elders, guides, coaches, like local within walking distance, a phone call away, where the real work is to be done. It's easy to just hit share and like and comment on a person speaking on something from your phone. That's easy. But the real work, those who are really in the fields, need you. They need your application, and they need you to promote them and share them. But of course, this is very telling upon where we are. We promote people who and honestly think in our minds that they are tied, they are married to their, meaning that they are in union, they're who they truly are and their business are one. And but many people create deities out of these people, and they idolize them, and they make them the standard. They make an image a standard. You know, it's like making certain, you know how some car companies are the exact same, all the same parts. They just have different bodies. It's like, so you'll promote this one over the other, and they're all the same on the inside. It's just like, okay. But then there are some who are actual have real longevity. Their parts are made from actual factual metals and the things that will stand the test of time, and certain things that stand the test of time. And the attention is placed on what's speaking more to your feelings and your hurt. This is why women are a lucrative market, because a lot of women go to spaces, they are searching for, they are searching to feel good. And this is what happens in a lot of, that's how a lot of women are easily manipulated. A lot of women come to spaces broken. And that's an easy market to be juiced and milked from. Your pain, your emotions, you know? You've heard it before. That's why when women go to buy a car, they ask, do you have a husband? Because if not, they have already tricked you 800 times by the time you leave and you buy that car. Because, you know, that's for a lot of women who aren't taught and who weren't given that insight about how easily manipulated they are. And then there are others who come in and have a lot more, they have a lot more know-how. They're taught, men have educated them, like, you know, haggle, negotiate, don't show up like this, da-da-da-da. And then they're protected from being manipulated, and they're protected from being taken advantage of, you know? But anyway, so he never showcased himself. He never said that's what he was, but everyone made him that and got mad when the reality of it dusted away the shroud, and now we see what's really going on behind the scenes. And then we see the actual factual true feelings of the populace come up. Other topics come up about who's kept, who's not kept, who's worth it, who's not worth that, who's this, who's this. You start to see the war between the sexes all over again. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know. But part of this, the huge issue again, is being manipulated. Businessmen know what runs, and especially if it's so much more easier to show up as someone that you're not online. This is why I don't do anything I'm not connected to. I'm not going to be that guy. And this is why a lot of actual factual true content creators, they don't have this consistent bumping out of content unless it is a service. Unless they look at it as a service. And even then, they get burnt out because they're feeding a machine. They realize that their heart is no longer in it. And before I ever be the guy that's just pumping out, I can pump out painting demos. I could be this extra famous painter. I know I could easily. But I also know that I would also sacrifice my relationship with my family, my friends, all of my other things I'm involved in. For what? Just for people to see me? That's it? I'm not providing anything else it's relaxing to you. Yes, my paintings may, but at the end of the day, I'm only doing it. Although I know it helps you out, but truthfully, I'm getting paid. I'm also getting paid to do it. So I want to keep a consistent paycheck. So I'm going to continue to pump out content. And then it becomes work. It's easy to sit in your car and talk about whatever. And it's easy to do that. It's so easy to do that. You know, it's easy. But this should be a lesson as in anything. I think this has been such a great time in a lot of people seeing the truth for what it is when it comes to a lot of these businessmen and women. Like, yo, a lot of people who you think are selling all these products are just getting, they're outsourcing stuff of lower quality. Like, you know, these are, a lot of people just don't get it. If you can accept that and know that, okay, if I want to get true high quality products and true high quality this, I'm going to have to pay a whole lot of more money. This is just a random example. A whole lot of more money. Wholesale is going to cost me crazy money. And then if I truly want real, true organic this and true this, that, this, I have to pay for it. Therefore, my price is going to be high so that I can meet everything and still make profit. Now, will I do well? Maybe, maybe not. But there are so many people who sell things under the name of natural and green and this and just get low budget ass wholesale shit shipped from God knows where, sourced from God knows who, when, and all that stuff. And they slap a label on it. They have a lot of money invested in marketing. They use the right colors to stimulate your interest and your desire, and they sell it to you and you eat that shit up. You know? Just be mindful of what you consume with that information, all of that. And don't fall for it. People in media and entertainment know. And I'm even leaning more towards, because I have a bit of the skepticism in me, I'm even leaning more towards thinking that that apology video was done intentionally that way to get more commentation, or more commentary rather. Because we all know, like, look at it, the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah. When have you ever seen Meghan wearing all black and mascara? She looked like a fucking assassin. An actual assassin. And Harry looked extra soft, extra quiet, extra, you know, it was a very interesting dynamic switch. When we have the tell-all interview, all of a sudden, Meghan looks so much more darker and people would perceive that to be vengeful, and people would perceive that to, of course, that's commentary. That's all media. Media knows. We know media knows colors and how that affects a person's mind. And then you have the society placing in within the collective. You have different issues within the collective consciousness as it is. So these are people who know, these are psychologists, these are people who know all about colors, style, angles, all music. Media is everything. 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 Yes. If I do a video where I'm holding, where I'm cheating and I did something, I grab my wife's hand and I'm looking at her and she has on a bonnet and she doesn't have on a bra. And she just has this face looking. Yes, I could easily say, you know, you might want to, maybe you should kind of like look a bit more presentable and look, you know, and even fake your person, something. There's so many different ways around it, but either way, people are going to talk. They're going to talk. Now, if she did that video by herself and he said no, he didn't say a word, maybe it would be perceived a different way. And if she looked made up and all the other kind of stuff, maybe it would be perceived a different way. If she said she was leaving him, it would be perceived a different way. You know? People are going to talk with any angle it was presented in. But again, people can be aware of how certain looks and how the presentation of a thing can affect commentary. You know? That's all. But just stop tricking yourself. Like, stop. You trick yourself. People always assume that a person that speaks on something automatically is that. They embody it. There are genuine people out here who are about it, who are about that life. They're not seeking monetization. They're not seeking anything. They just love to do what they do. And they have to find a title for themselves. And their titles may change every couple days. Save yourself the energy. If you need relationship advice and gurus and all that stuff, go to actual people who identify themselves as that and who have the credentials, who have made it a lifetime study, and who are in relationships you may aspire to be in. Study from people who have, take health advice from people who are invested, not from people who just read about sea moss last week, talking about how sea moss has 92 minerals and can't even read to you all the minerals that it has. Sea moss don't even have all those minerals anymore. People can still keep saying it. How many minerals does it have? What are the names? People, like, you know what I mean? Like, these are examples. I'm not running to every single person just because they have a certain look to them, how they show up. I do not care. Because it's like the older that you get, the more you begin to see that, especially right now, there are so many people who can place themselves in a position based off of just this instantaneous microwave platform society. Anyone can be on a platform and say anything and do anything. So you just happened to, 3 days ago, decide to go vegan, and all of a sudden you know everything about vegan. All of a sudden you know everything about alkalinity. All of a sudden you know everything about this. You approach food and health like a concept and neglect all the other facets of it. And think that people, and then you have people who just follow along with it, getting emaciated, all types of weak, having no type of insight, getting information from people who have not invested a lifetime into this. You don't even have to have the accreditation for it. You don't have to get certified and all that, but have not made it a life of study. For what? What I'm gonna listen to you for? And you're giving me conceptualized information about health. There's more to it than that. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Stop being duped. Have no fear asking people to showcase or provide their credentials. If people get offended that you are asking for them for their credentials so that you can have a trust in them because you're shopping around and looking for someone to validate and trust or to feel validated in or to trust. If they are offended by that, you have no business being in that space. And you don't have to ask them with a, you know, you don't have to ask them with a little nasty attitude. You simply ask them, you know, so can you give me your background and what's your background? If you can't provide me different examples and if those examples aren't good for you, then keep it moving. But go local. I would recommend going local if you can, if you have the ability to. I mean, everyone's home right now for a majority of us. We're still home. Find local spaces that you can patronize and support and share and like and subscribe to around you within your neighborhoods. Let's start doing that. versus giving people who showcase themselves in the name of business and not in the name of honor in positions that people delude themselves into thinking they are of honor. Spend energy into the real people, in the real things, you know? Stop playing yourself. I have been the king of idealizing the wrong people. Like in Persona 5, just for a quick thing, for my anime gamers who know about Persona 5, the game or the animation, the character Yusuke. Yusuke was an artist who was taken in by his teacher, Madarame, and Madarame took on a lot of other students in his home and basically provided their living and everything. And he taught them art and stuff. And then eventually, as his fame began to decrease, he began to use the talent of his students and plagiarize their work as his own. Now, these students idealized him so much. They gave him so much that they didn't even realize they were being manipulated by him. Until the heroes come in and wake Yusuke up like, yo, Yusuke, you getting played. And then Yusuke's persona, his truth came out and he's like, oh my God, I didn't realize. You were deceptive. You were manipulative. And da-da-da-da. Same thing. Don't be a Yusuke. You know, be a bit more discerning. Require people's credentials. Require people's credentials. And if you have the credentials, you must learn now to stop being afraid of speaking on your experience. If you have credentials, trust me, when you had the experience in something, you gained something in that. There is something hardwired into your subconscious, into your mind, in your muscle memory. There's something you learned right then and there. Keep going at it. But if you are the type who is afraid to announce the things you've done and your accreditations or your things you've learned and how long you've been doing this thing, there are so many people who have no experience who's touting all this shit that they've learned from regurgitating somebody else's shit who've been invested in this thing. Go in the mirror and practice how you show up in the world. Go in the mirror and practice your statement. Your real statement. How long have you been an artist? How long have you been a seamstress? How long have you been a chef? What do you know about cooking? What do you know about painting? Do you know about the mechanics of the paintbrush? Do you know about why you would paint horizontal brushstrokes versus vertical brushstrokes? Do you know why? What benefits would it have if you painted an entire? And are there rules that can be broken? How would breaking those rules? You'll know a real from a fake. You'll know. You definitely will know. But that's all I have to say. Until next time, Lover Muffins. Peace.